This is Shemiz Belch. We begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Sha'arves HaTumas, and laws of the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Book of Purity, which will continue the theme of the previous Perek, which is discussing the differentiation between Chulin, Truma, and Kachim. In this Perek, we discuss 11 different higher levels of status in the laws of purity that the sages made for Kachim over that of Truma. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, the first of the 11, regarding immersing one vessel inside of another vessel. Achas Esri Mailas Asa Chom LaKodesh Al Truma. There are 11 levels that the sages made for Kachim more than that of Truma. Veilhin are there as follows. Number one, Yesh la'adam lahat b'kelim techem l'truma. A person could immerse one vessel inside another vessel for Truma in the mikvah, aval lo l'kodesh, but not for Kachim. Gzeruk, it's a concern, it's a decree, shema yipia kli, maybe the opening of the outer vessel that the inner one is inside of. So maybe the opening is going to be tsar, it's going to be narrow. And it's not going to be like the thickness of the tube, that the opening that you put inside the flask. So not that wide, which that's the width that has to be, that it's as if it's connected. And if the opening of the outer one is not that wide, the nimtzu comes out, the vessel inside of them is kelu tavla b'mayim shabakli, as if you immersed it in the waters in that vessel, loy b'mikvah. It's not really considered as if you immersed it in the mikvah, in the gathered waters. And that was a gezeirah they made specifically for the high level of kashrut, not for that of truma. Now, b'midvar mumen, we say this, k'shoya kli ha'godol, it's only if the larger vessel, sheyesh b'teich ha'kel matmim, that inside of them is where you're putting those tamei vessels, only if that outer one was tahar. Avon ha'yu tamei, but if the outer one itself was tamei, so then you have what's called mitaych. Mitaych shall also like tefillah, since the immersion is working for the outer one, because it has to be purified too. Also tefillah like kelim shabatoych, so then the immersion helps with the vessel inside of it too. Afil l'shtamash b'makodesh, even to utilize it for the laws of kachim. So it's specifically a chumra of kachim if the outer one is tahar, and we're concerned then if its opening is not going to be wide enough, like that of the opening of like that of a flask of a container, which the opening is the minimum width of how wide the has to be to be connected to the mikvah word. Halacha Beis, the second stringency. Kli shenitma achirav b'mashkin. Regarding a vessel that its outside became tummy from liquids. So li nitma teichai. So we say the inside does not become tummy. And neither will I base etzba shabavi svasai. Neither the area where the finger is put in the thickness of the lip of the vessel. And therefore, the liquid inside the vessel, or the area of where you put the finger to hold on to it, it's going to be tar. Now, more of a shaysa, but if someone drinks from that, he could drink from it, you don't have to be concerned that maybe that his mouth is going to touch the liquids in the back of the vessel, which those are tummy, and then it's going to subsequently contaminate what's inside. No, you're not concerned with that. When we say this, l'truma for truma, avol kodesh, but for kachim nitma achayrav, if the outside became tummy, then actually nitma kulam, all of it, the outside, the inside, the place where the finger goes, all of that becomes tummy. That's stringency number two. Halacha gimel, stringency number three. Hanoseis ha-medras. Someone is carrying a medras. A medras is somebody that a zav sat on or stepped on or lay on. So that's a tummy item. So someone who's carrying the medrash, mutulay lisa imay truma keachad. At the same time, he could consecutively be holding, in his other hand, truma at the same time. V'hoyel v'en anoysi no'egei b'truma, because since the one who's carrying it is not touching the truma, v'loy truma nagas b'medrash, and neither is the truma touching the medrash, he's just carrying the truma, but he's not touching it, and neither is the truma touching the medrash, sari yitai remains tar. Avaloy ha'kodesh, but not regarding kachad. Ava bishalei no'egei, but even though he's not touching it, it's forbidden by Kachim. And the reason is because Ma'is Sahid was a storied individual, Be'echad, Shanasa Chavash al Kodesh. There was one person that was carrying a barrel of Kachim, and Timba Be'medrash, Shanasa Ima, it ended up becoming Tamei from the Medrash that he was carrying, let's say he was carrying that chair or the bed in his other hand, it became Tamei from when he was carrying it at the same time. So Ba'is Sahid Gazer, in that moment they made a decree, specifically, Shanasa Esa Medrash, that if someone's carrying the Medrash, Lo Yisa Esa Kodesh shouldn't carry Kachim at the same time. As oftentimes Chazal only made the gzeres as the story actually happened, specifically of medras, not some other tumah, and specifically with kachim. Now, the mav of nasa, someone did violate this rabbinic mila of kachim, and he carried at the same time the kachim as he was carrying the medras. Ultimately, he did not touch the kachim. The kachim will make tar, but the gzeres is, the mila is, that one should not do that. Lachadalad, stringency number four, is bigdi echle truma. the garments of those who eat truma,
although they obviously have to have a high level of tahara because truma requires tahara.
Av bishim toyim, although they're pure in the summon tumas and they're careful from tumas, had a big day medrus lakadish, which we consider their garments as if it was a medrus, as if it was stepped on by a zav, someone that really has a bodily tummy, that lakadish for the laws of kachim, which that even though they keep themselves pure, but it's like as if it was contaminated by the medrus zav, which is level number 4. Halacha hey, stringent number 5, klisha mafutzel, a vessel that's combined from different parts that's possible to take apart. Now its boards and its beams are tied together. Like a bed, but things similar like that. Im nitma becomes tame, but you have to immerse it for the truma. So you could immerse it in the mikvah all as one piece when it's connected. And this is a trinity of lukaidish, but for kachim, no. Matter, you have to undo all the parts, the ropes that connect all the different parts, one to the other. And the menagev, and you first have to dry it off. You have to clean it off. And the reason is, shem yishem dova chaitzin, maybe there's something that's on it that is interposition. And only after you wiped it down, then you could immerse it, and then you tie it back together. That's stringency number 5 of kachim over truma. Halacha vav, stringency number 6, is keil manegmar b'tahara. If there are vessels that were finished in a state of purity, and if it was made by a Talmudic scholar who is careful regarding its tahara, and it only could be mekabel tuma once it's finished, and it was finished in a state of purity, still needs to be immersed for usage for kachim. But does not need sundown. But for truma, mishtamish b'malei tefillah could use it without immersing, because it was made in a state of purity. Now the question actually is, why did it require immersion for usage in kachim? It's a gezeret rabbinic decree, mishumurik ama oretz, because the spittle of the ignoramus, sheyigubem mishas melacha, they might have touched it because when they were still working, it wasn't finished, so people are not that careful because they cannot really contract tum at that point. But maybe the worker was working, he spit on it, vadainu lach, and some have the girsa going into Allah Chazayin, the next two words, achash enigmar, and it's still moist after it was finished, which after it's finished and it's still moist, the liquid of the amaretz, which we could treat as a zab, would be metam of the vessel, because beforehand it wouldn't be a vessel, wouldn't be mekabel tuma. That's a stringency we have specifically regarding that of kachim versus that of truma. Halacha zayin is stringency number 7, whether we have the words achash enigmar, but be there as it may, it's hakli after it's finished. But when you have a vessel, that vessel mitzarf mashab teich lekaidish, it combines everything that's inside of it for the laws of kachim, but not for the laws of truma. So klisha moli paid as prudin zemezev. You have a vessel; it's full with produce that are separate one from the other. Kugan tzimuk and magregas like raisins and dried figs. Now tuma touch one of the items. Nit makoma shabakli lekaidish. All that is inside the vessel is tummy, if it regards to laws of kachim. Avlo the truma benafet truma. Says the Rambam b'chol ha'mailas. Now all these levels that we're discussing show the v'remhem, the old from rabbinic law, but v'remes yesh l'mailas v'bater. But for this level, there's an allusion in the Torah. As the pasuk b'Midbar, kaf achas, one spoon, asada zahav of 10 gulden, malei keter is filled with the incense. Amr Chacham says, say from this pasuk, what do you see kaf achas? What do you mean it's one spoon? Of course it's one spoon. It's telling you, kol mashav kaf, whatever's inside the spoon, hadei kaguf ech, it's like one entity. And therefore that's the stringency of this mile that we see alluded to in the Torah. Now, afila she'in l'toich, and this is actually stringency number 7, that even if it doesn't have a concave, an inside, mitzarf masha'olav l'kadish, you're going to combine whatever's on it for the laws of kachim. Let's say it was gathered on a board, like a be'er or a piece of leather. Even though they're not touching one another, it's still going to be combined for the laws of kachim. Let's say you had two piles in a vessel, and you had something else in between them. But then one of the two piles became tamei. So if the thing that was between them needed a vessel, like for example the levain, the frankincense needs a vessel, so then so even though it's in between, since it's also needed to be in the vessel combines them and it contaminates everything. Now, if that thing in between was something that did not need a vessel, for example meat or the leftovers of the flour offerings that are eaten by the kohanim, then so then that separates, and then the only one that was touched by the tumah is going to be tumah and not the other one that's in the vessel. Look at test. Let's say there were two piles in the vessel. Now one pile is actually connected to water that's on the outside of the vessel. V'noga tamei b'tzibar sheni.
Now, a tamei person touched the second pile. So nitmushnehem. So now the two piles become tamei b'tzidif ha'kli, like we said, because the vessel combines them.
And v'nitmuham mayim shachodei kli mach mazeho oicha mechubalem.
So now the water that's on the outside of the vessel also becomes tamei because of the food of the first pile that it's connected to. Although it's on the outside of the vessel, and usually only combines what's inside, but the water is connected to it. Let's say the tummy person actually touched the water on the outside of the vessel. So the food that's connected to them, that one pile, is tummy because it's connected. But there's an element of doubt. Do we say that the other pile of food items also become tummy because it's combined in the same vessel?
Would we say that no, it does not become tummy because of the combination? Because the question is essentially, do we say that the vessel combines them? Is that limited to when the tumma is happening in the inside of the vessel, not when it happens on the outside? Or maybe no, even in that situation, would combine, that's a situation of doubt.
Halacha Yud. Oichel Kodesh Shenitma. Regarding food items of kashrut that became tummy, v'nicha bekeli, and it was placed into a vessel. Uvetecha kli. Now, inside the vessel, there are other food items of kachem that are tar. And they're not touching each other. So, hatar b'tar rasay, that which is tar remains tahar, because we don't see the vessels going to combine them, only if they were both in the vessel when one of them became tameh. Here is tameh, and then it was put inside. So that's not going to affect the other one. And v'tameh b'tamasay, the one that's tameh remains tameh. Now, but let's say b'tful yam, let's say a tful yam, someone who has a certain level of tumah, he immersed himself that day. The noga b'chal tameh, he touches in the food items that's tameh. Yesh b'dav is a safek. Now here there's an element of doubt. Im nifsal ha-tar, do you say that the tar pile becomes invalid? Machmas magat tful yam, because of the touching of the tful yam on the other pile, nitzir fakli, because it's being touched by someone that's tummy, and the vessel should combine them. Aloy nifsal, maybe say no, the other pile does not become invalid, because shalei nogu tful yam, the tful yam is not only touching ele ba'eichel of food yam, shesavim in that tummy, that's already satiated from tummy, because it already was tummy beforehand. So the touching of the tulim doesn't really add on anything. And therefore, the second pile will not become tummy. That's a situation of doubt. Lach Yud Aleph continues with stringency number 8. Harvi Bakedish. The fourth degree level of Bakachim is pasul, is invalid. But regarding Truma, it's going to be tar. There's no fourth degree level by Truma. And V'chein Shleish Batruma, so to a third degree level of Truma. Im Noga B'mashka Kedish, if it touches the liquid of Kachim, Sahariz in it, that becomes tummy. Because a shlishi of truma can make a revi of kachim, and actually would even become a rishon because all liquids become a rishon. Kamo, you should be on the liquid. Explained this in Perkei Avos Halacha Ches, which is this stringency number 8, where and vashlishi of truma oishu b'kodesh. Now regarding the third degree level of truma or kachim, im noga b'mashkei truma, but if it touches the liquid of truma, like patol, would not invalidate again because a truma cannot become a revi, and hence not become that rishon that liquids become. Stringency number 9. Halacha Yud Beis. Mishnah Nitmas Yodei Achas. If a person's one hand became tame, the Noga Baba Yodei Shnia, and he touched his second hand, Obiyot Chavir, his friend's hand, so Pasal Es HaShnia. So he invalidates the second hand, meaning that if it's going to touch Kachim, it's going to invalidate, but not make it tame. And, of course, Vadek HaShlishi, we treat it like a Shlishi, which could only make Kachim Pasal, which could Kachim become a Revi. Unlike that of Truma. So that's stringency number 9. And now, when Moise Yod Balula Bamashke, if his hand was moist with liquid, then actually, even if he didn't even touch his other hand, Nimus Chaverta, the other hand automatically becomes tummy, just like the first hand, because maybe the second had touched the liquid on the tummy hand and then became a Shani because liquids become a Rishon. So it's going to be the same Shani like the tumma of the first hand. And therefore, v'tzach l'hatpal shtein, you're going to have to immerse both of them, because for kachim, it's not enough with atila sidaim, you have to do tvila sidaim in the kosher mikvah. V'ach kachiga b'kodesh, and then you can touch kachim. But truma, regarding truma, im nitmes yodei achas, if one hand became tamei, loy nitmes chaverta, the second hand does not become tamei, v'afal noga b'kodesh in the guven, even if it touched it, at least when it's dry, because if it would be moist, it would be problematic. That's level number 9. And bein tzach l'atpal yodei shenitmes, and you don't even have to table the hand that became tameh. Ela nightly, you just have to wash it. Then you give it truma, and then you can touch truma. That's stringency number 9. Stringency number 10, halacha yud gimel. Echal neguven shlehuchshuru. Food items that are dry, that were never became susceptible to tumah because they were never in contact with one of the 7 liquids that make a food item vulnerable to tumah. So echal neisim b'dayim asavis. You could eat those food items with tummy hands, meaning with regular hands that we have a general generic tumah of a shein l'tumah. That's not a problem because they're not susceptible to tumah.
Now, but then, remember, when do we say this? Betruma. B'kodesh, we're going to coach him. Chibas ha-kodesh machsharaton. The endearment of the halachas of kodeshim already makes it susceptible, even if it did not come in contact with one of the seven liquids. And therefore, it's forbidden for someone that has hands on tummy, lechel kodesh, lehukhshar, to eat kodeshim that was even not prepared with one of the seven liquids. And even if he only touched it with a wooden spindle, which is not even a kabbal tumah itself, or his friend, who his hands are tar, stuffed it l'teich piv into his mouth, still hariza us is going to be forbidden because maybe the person who's eating it will take a moist onion or radish and he's going to eat it at the same time as the kachem that's in his mouth and he's going to make a tumah because the liquids on the radish or the onion, which touched his hands, became a rishon. So then it becomes a shame, and it's going to make it all problematic. So even that's forbidden. And main tzach lemin have to say shem nagar tumah b'chol shal kodesh lehushur. If let's say the tumah touched the actual food items of the kachem, although they were not come in contact with one of the seven liquids, shenimu that they became tumah nechid shechibas hakodesh machshoras. And again, because the endearment of kachem prepares it, that is stringency number 10. Now halachi dalts in b'med v'mu when we say this is lifts lo echel atzmoi is to invalidate the food item itself. Ulasa b'chilid to say that it's forbidden to be eaten. But to count as a further transmission of one and two and hariza suffik. So that's a suffik if we say chibas akedish would be effective to count levels of rishon sheni, or would we just say that it invalidates? Ketzer how so? Meaning if naga oichal shenitma b'lo hechshif, let's say a food item that became tummy without having been susceptible to tumah, we're just saying because of chibas akedish machshad asan. So we're saying it's tummy, but then let's say that touches b'oichal sheni shuchshar in a second food item which was susceptible for tumah, so that second one is a doubt because ultimately the first one was not susceptible. So do we say it's literally tumah, it could continue transmitting, or do we say it only invalidates it itself, that's suffix if it continues on further? Halakha Tzvav, astringency number 11, ha'ainin, someone who lost his relative that day, achar shetam zman aninusai, so after that the time of the aninus finishes, and mechutzik yipurim, someone who's lacking atonement, but after he brings his atonement, so these two individuals, trichin tefila l'achilas hakodesh, they specifically need immersion, which is astringency number 11, for eating kachem. But not for eating truma. Sha'inen u'mechuzik yipurim, because the einen and the one lacking atonement are mutar l'achilas truma, they're permitted to eat truma. Now, the question is, mim mahad trichim tefila hakodesh, why did you need tefila for kachem? What do you mean they're tahar now? They brought their karbanas. Because Shari ad ato hoya asurin lachas hakodesh. The reason for that is because up until this point, they were forbidden to eat kachem. They were permitted for truma, but they're forbidden to eat kachem. And therefore, v'sichu daitam. So they removed their consciousness from protecting themselves for the purity of kachem, because they knew they couldn't eat kachem in that state anyway. V'shemenit muvim lo yadu. And maybe they became tamei and they didn't know about it. But the la'asa ma'il azur el achila, but they only made this 11th level of kachem only for the eating of kachem of nagib, but for touching, nagib kachem couldn't feel they could touch kachem before they immersed themselves after the kapara is brought, after being an einin. It was only a stringency regarding eating, as we often find stringencies of eating versus that of touching. Halacha design. Sheish ma'as sur d'shainis. Now, we said 11 ma'ilas of kachem over truma. So the first six levels, asam they made bein la'kodesh, whether for kachem itself, and bein l'chulin shenasa taras ha'kodesh, or whether for chulin that was made on the level of purity of kachem, which someone is keeping his chulin very high. Now, v'chomesh achreinis, but the last five, shehein min, they're from the case we spoke about of a kli mitzav mashab teicha, that the vessel combines whatever's inside of it, v'hala, and the remaining five, asam ha'kodesh b'vad, those stringencies they only made for kachem itself. Avoloi b'chulin shenasa taras ha'kodesh, but not for chulin that was made with the purity of the level of kachem. Elarehim b'chomesh elik ha'chulin, rather for those five, the chulin, even though it was made al-taras ha-kodesh, we treat like regular chulin. And lefikach, therefore, chulin shenas al-taras ha-kodesh, chulin that was made with the purity of kachem. Harishain tamei b'hem. The first degree is going to be tamei b'hem. Vashain impossible, the second one is going to be invalid. But vashlishi tar b'chulin for that, which we said for that, we're not going to treat those chulin shenas al-taras ha-kodesh regarding, as Kamesh Ben, like he explained this already in Perek, Yadav Allah attest. And for that, for trumo, we say it has that level, but for that of the chulin shenas al-taras ha-kodesh, we're not going to say that it's going to be even a shlishi. It's going to be tar regarding chulin, like we explained.